28, 29, 30.
It's my daughter's first job. I'm making her a scrapbook.
Mother, are you going to come in and humiliate me every single day?
No, just till it ain't fun no more.
Hi, Becky. You look so cute in your little smock. I was at her birth. She weighed no more than this head of lettuce.
Just kill me now.
Okay, my turn. And I've got coupons. Now, you know these paper towels are on sale there.
Yep, 2 for $89.
Ooh, she's good.
What's this?
Grapes.
No, this is 3 grapes. How am I supposed to charge you for this?
Well, I ate about 7 or 8 of them.
And I believe I also had 4 grapes.
So charge me for what, 10, 11, 15 grapes?
We don't charge by the grape, we charge by the pound.
Well, I know what I weighed before I ate the grapes, so why not climb up here on this scale?
Mom, stop it, okay? There are people waiting in line.
Becky? What's the problem here?
Nothing, Howard. Everything's fine.
Well, you've got a line full of customers and a belt that's not moving. Make it move.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Hey, Becky, if this job's too much for you, I can get somebody competent to take over.
Howard, the longer you stand here and insult me, the longer it's going to take for me to check these people through. So if you go back to your little manager cage over there, we can both get our work done.
That's a keeper. I've been telling you to do that the whole time. Well, you should have kicked his sorry butt out before Thanksgiving. I know he's my father, but geez, he's like every other man, a lying sack of dirt. Oh, no, you'll be fine. What'd he ever do for you? He knocked you up twice and took the garbage out on Thursdays. What, are we gonna erect a statue? No, I am not gonna talk to him. That man is a giant pile of crap. No. I'm not yelling. I'm just saying that you did the right thing, okay? Yes, you did! So what if you've got adjacent burial plots? That's no reason to stay married to somebody. Yeah. Well, I love you too. Okay, well, call me if you need anything. All right, bye.
Boy, what a day I had.
You know, my father's little affair with this woman in Kansas City, it's been going on for 20 years. Not 2, 20.
Whoa. Did your mom throw him out?
Well, of course she threw him out. She doesn't have the strength to drive some ice pick through his skull and then drag his lifeless body to some shallow grave.
Sounds like you thought this through, dear.
Well, I like to think ahead.
How come the kids ain't eating with us?
Well, Becky's still at work, and DJ's eating over at Todd's house, and Darlene's up in her room sacrificing a chicken or whatever.
Macaroni and cheese!
Together again.
Your phone's been busy for an hour.
Yeah, I've been on there with Mom.
Yeah? How's she doing?
Well, there won't be a bottle of Chardonnay left in Moline by morning.
What do you guys got going tonight?
Well, we're going to sit in here until dinner's over, and then we're going to go sit in there.
Uh-huh.
Well, I got an overnight haul to Topeka, and I was gonna stop through Kansas City on my way back and check out Dad's mistress. What am I thinking, huh?
I don't believe you.
Yeah, he told me your name, so I looked it up in information. I got her address. It's totally insane. Are you coming?
Why would I want to do that?
Well, Dad's been having an affair with this woman for 20 years. I want to see what she looks like, don't you?
What would we even say to this woman?
I don't know. We can figure that out on the way down there.
No way.
Okay. This little trip's gonna make a great story, and you're just gonna be the big wuss at the very beginning.
I'm not going.
Okay, fine. All right, I'll see you tomorrow night.
Do you believe her? She has no business going to see this woman. Driving all the way to Kansas City for what?
They make great barbecue sauce in Kansas City.
I'll bring you back some.
Road again.
What's this button for?
Don't touch that! Just stop distracting me. I'm operating a 20-ton vehicle at well past the legal speed limit.
Okay. Can I drive?
No!
Jake, you begged me to come with you, and now you're just all mean to me.
Did not.
Did not. Did too. Are too. Just because I called Dad a lying scum.
Well, everything is just so black and white to you, Roseanne, isn't it? Did you ever consider the fact that Mom drove him to it? She drove him crazy. She made him nuts.
Oh, she drove me crazy, too, but I didn't have some other mom stashed on the side. What are we going to even say to this Joan woman?
We are going to ask her what kind of woman would steal a man away from his happy family.
Where were you living? We were never happy.
Well, maybe we would have been if she would have left Dad alone.
Oh, well, now you're being unfair, Jackie, because what woman could rightly turn down a patio furniture salesman that cleaned out his ears with his car keys?
You just don't get it, do you?
Yeah, I do get it. First it's Mom's fault, and then it's this woman's fault. Well, when is it ever going to be Dad's fault, Jackie? You know, there's a word for this, and it's called denial.
Look, I don't want to talk about it, okay?
Well, you started it.
Well, I'm stopping it.
Okay.
Okay.
You want to play I Spy again?
No.
License plate poker?
No.
Okay. Knock, knock.
No, come on.
Come on, knock.
Who's there?
Cleopatra.
Cleopatra who?
Cleopatra, queen of denial.
God, you're such a wow.
Anybody want a pudding cup? God, I'm so bored. Let's moon somebody.
It's too cold.
Oh, look, a Volkswagen slug bug.
Oh, come on. How old are you? Grow up. It's not like we're 9 years old anymore. Cadillac whack.
I'm paying you back
for that trip to Gettysburg we took together when we were little.
Oh, God, that was the worst trip ever.
I know. Every car that passed us all the way down there, you beat the crap out of me. 800 miles in a station wagon.
Yeah, just so Dad could go see a bunch of cannonballs in a pile.
Mom told us there were going to be rides.
Oh, they were such liars.
Well, the trip back was good, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we were making all that noise until Dad started screaming, not another word! Then we started making all those animal noises.
I know. Dad's yelling at us, Mom yelling at us. And you know, the whole time, I think neither one of them said a word to each other.
Yeah, I don't think they ever said a word to each other unless it was about us kids fighting and getting in trouble.
Right, which we did a lot.
Yeah, I think we had to. We were trying to save their marriage.
Dodge.
Dodge what?
Dodge this.
God, I hate my life.
Tough day, honey?
My job sucks. My boss is a big, dumb jerk.
That's too bad, dear.
And I can't quit because there's never any money around here for anything I want.
Sorry, sweetheart.
And if you expect me to clean up this rat hole, you're nuts. I'm taking a bath and going to bed.
Night, Rosie.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Deej. How was dinner over at Todd's house?
It was great. They had cloth napkins and everything.
No way.
Yeah, you want one?
Deej, you can't do that. She did not.
Uh-huh, after I blew my nose on it. She said to keep it.
Way to go, Deej. Next time you're over at their house, try to aim for their big screen TV set. What brings you down here? You finally get that wooden stake out of your heart?
Becky's upstairs crying her eyes out, and I didn't want to be around for it.
What's wrong?
I promised I wouldn't tell.
You lied.
Okay. Well, she stood up to her boss, and he busted her down to bad girl and called her a bad word.
How bad a word?
Bad.
The B word?
Worse.
The F word?
Deej.
The L word?
What's the L word?
I don't know. What's the F word?
All right, Darlene, what word? I'll kill him.
Dad, you're not supposed to know about this.
Hey, accidents happen. I mean, like a big can of cream corn could fall on his head as many times as it takes.
Oh. How is the bathrooms in there?
Okay. You can breathe through your mouth.
I think I'll wait till Kansas City. Aren't you going to have nothing?
No, I think I'm going to try and get a couple hours sleep. We made good time. There's no need to press it.
Oh, that's a good idea. I want to get some sleep, too.
Okay, you sleep up here.
No! I can't sleep sitting up unless I'm at work.
There's not enough room back here, Roseanne.
There is so dead. There's plenty of room. Come on.
No,
give it a shot.
Come on.
Give it a shot.
Ow.
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 Roseanne. Ew, come on. Come on.
I feel like I'm 8 years old and the bunk bed collapsed.
Okay, scoot down now. Scoot down there. Scoot down. Scoot down more. Okay, this is great. Is it okay for you?
Sorry, I've been such a grump all day.
That's okay.
It's just that, you know, I do think that it is kind of Dad's fault.
Well, welcome back, Jackie.
He and I were just so close, and now I just don't feel like I can trust him, you know? That's what really stinks.
What I can't understand is how Mom didn't know any of this was going on for like 20 years. I mean, this is a woman that could hear me unwrapping a Hershey bar up in my bedroom closet.
Well, he had a great cover. He was a traveling salesman. He was on the road all the time.
Yeah, I had all those hunting trips.
Oh, yeah.
Fishing trips.
Conventions.
Yeah.
Roseanne, Dad could have kids with this woman. They would be like Darlene's age.
Oh, man, that would serve him right.
Are you Howard?
Yeah, can I help you?
Yeah, I have a problem. Hey, actually, it's your problem. I'm Becky Connor's father.
Oh, no.
Look, if you got to demote some kid for not doing their job or fire them from mouthing off, I can understand that. But nobody talks to my daughter the way you did. Have you got that?
Yes. You gonna hit me, too?
Becky hit you?
No. Thug boy over there. Look, I already promised him that I'd apologize to Becky the minute she walked in, and I'm making her cashier again, so what more do you people want from me?
I don't know yet. I'll get back to you. Excuse me. Hey. Hey. What the hell's going on here?
Mr. Connor, everything's under control. You can go home now.
I don't want to go home. Did you hit that guy?
Damn right I did.
What gives you the right to do that?
Well, I'm her boyfriend.
Well, I'm her father.
So what, now you're mad at me?
No. Not really.
So what's the problem?
Well, the problem is maybe I wanted to hit him.
So hit him.
No. You learned it.
Well, I'm sorry I was here, so I hit him.
Well, next time, check with me first, and if I don't want to hit him, then you can hit him.
Okay.
Not that I would have hit him, but if I'd wanted to, it would have been nice if I could have.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, I only hit him once, right in the gut.
He puked?
No, but he wanted to. You could tell.
Sorry. Guess I'm done here.
Yeah, I'm just going to hang around here and make sure this Howard guy apologizes to her.
Okay. Good work.
No problem.
If I'd have hit him, he'd have puked.
Oh, there it is. Joan Crenshaw, 4D.
That's it. That's the door, Joan Crenshaw, the other woman. Roseanne, I
had a thought. What if Dad's in there? I mean, what if they're, like, doing it?
Come on, Jackie. They've been together 20 years. They don't do it anymore.
No, I think it's a bad idea. I think we should just go.
Oh, God, we came all this way. We're going to at least see this woman.
What are we going to say to her?
Hello. Can I help you?
Are you, Mrs. Felgrad?
No, you must have the wrong apartment.
Well, is there a Mrs. Felgrad in this building?
I don't think so.
Well, sorry we bothered you.
No problem.
You didn't even find out anything.
Like what?
Like, does she have any kids? Is she gonna marry Dad?
Well, that would have blown my whole Felgrad thing.
Excuse me. You're Roseanne and Jackie, aren't you?
What do you think, are we?
Your father showed me your pictures.
Oh. Oh, yeah, we, well, we never thought of that.
Came to check me out, huh?
We're real sorry we bothered you.
No, it's okay. I knocked on your mother's door once for the same reason. Would you like to come in? The place is a mess, but...
Well, maybe we...
No. We've got a whole truckload of stuff that we've got to get somewhere, but maybe some other time.
All right. Hey, listen, I never asked your father to leave your mom.
Okay.
I just wanted you to know that.
Okay, bye.
Why didn't you want to go in there and talk to her?
I don't know. She just seems so nice, and I'm not ready to like her yet.
Yeah. Hey, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Man. Can I drive?
No.
Listen, your mom called about 50 times today. I wasn't sure you wanted her to know where you were, so I told her you were down at 7-Eleven all day.
Good thinking, Dan. You know, I don't really know what to tell her either. I mean, Dad's got somebody nice, and she's got nobody.
I give her about 6 months of trying to live on her own before she moves in here.
Where will I live, dear?
You got sauce on your chin.
I know. I'm saving it for later. Come in.
Hey.
Hey, Mark.
Becky ready yet?
Becky! She'll be down in a minute.
Cool. Hey, Mrs. Connor.
What's he coming in the back door now like he's family? What are you guys, buddies now or something? Look at that, he's sitting on the couch. You know I hate it when he does that. Please, I go away for one day and everything just goes to hell.
Calm down. You'd have been proud of that kid today.
Why, what'd he do, volunteer for sterilization?
Well, he went down to the supermarket and beat up Becky's boss.
No.
Yep. The kid called her something very nasty, and old Mark let him have it.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
How come you didn't beat up the creep?
Well, I would have, but I got there late.
Oh, dang.
Hey, you think I'm not sick about it? I had stuff to do at the shop. I had to gas up the car. What's he got to do, smoke a cigarette and play with his hair? Of course he got there first.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dan. I know you would have did it if you could have. You know, it's kind of cool, because this is like the first thing he's ever done to show how much he really cares about her.
I also had to make DJ breakfast.
You know, maybe you ought to throw him some more work over the shop, you know? I mean, because maybe this guy is the guy.
You beat him up? That's why he apologized? You can't just walk in there like some dumb animal and beat up my boss.
Now, wait a minute. The guy called you.
I know what he called me, okay? And I know how to take care of myself. Now his apology means nothing.
I just thought of it.
No, you didn't think at all. You never think.
Okay. We're going to be late for this party, right?
Don't you get it? I'm not going with you to some stupid party. Now get out.
Fine.
See you, Mark.
Yeah.
I miss him already.